Okay, good morning. We are starting today. Hilchot Basar Shenis'ale Min Ha'ayin. Okay. It's in Siman Samech Gimel. I just want to point out from yesterday, I forgot to mention. Interesting, we learned about Aver Min Ha'chai. I know this comes up all the time. The Shalah says, if you create an animal with Sefer Yetzirah, with Kabbalah, there's no din of Aver Min Ha'chai. However, like a Ben Pekua, you got to do Shechita because of Mari's Ayin. And okay. You can see the piece Chei Tshuva for any more details on that one. In Bet. Okay, back to Samech Gimel. Aleph. Basar Hanimsa Mushlach Bashuk. You're walking down the street or in the marketplace and you see a piece of meat on the floor. Helechacha Harov. You go after the rove. In other words, you don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. Did it come from a kshera, nevela, trefa? What is it? So we say like this. Now, this is just general rules. In a real situation, obviously, based on what's going to be more matsui, not matsui, that'll change the facts of each individual case. Because it's based on rove. You see, kol de parish, Meruba Parish. So simply put, we would say you go after Rov because it's separated from its kavua, its permanent place, or its stationary place. In other words, a butcher shop is called a kavua, a stationary place. Shop doesn't move around. If it does, okay, it's another Shaila. We'll get there later. But basically, it's in a set place. And that has a din of kavua. It's again, it's for later on. It's halacha lemoshe misinai, basically, or gzeiras hakasuv that we go. That's called anything that's kavua, mechza al mechza. We say 50-50. And if it starts out, so then often you have to be machmer. But here, if once it leaves its kavua place, it's on the street somewhere. So then it's no longer in the butcher shop. So then we say like this, you go after rov. Im hayu rov ha-mochrim ovdei kochavim aser. If you go after, if most of the sellers are non-Jews, then it's aser. Because then that meat probably came from the non-Jews, most of the butchers. Im hayu rov ha-mochrim Yisrael mutter. And if most of the sellers are Jewish, then it's going to be mutter. So you go after rov. V'chein basar nimtza b'yad oved kochavim. V'lo noda mimi lakach. Im haya mochrei basar Yisrael. Im hayu mochrei Yisrael. Mochrei basar Yisrael. Mutter. Even if you go get that piece of meat. Right? First of all, we're talking about raw meat, so we're not talking about any bishul yet. You go get a piece of meat from a non-Jew, and his sources, most of the if his sources in the city are going to be Jewish, that meat is kosher. 100% kosher lechatchila. That's the din Torah. So, I'm not sure about the din of his house, but let's say you see him on the street. We'll have to get to how you define kavua later on. So then, mutter. In this case, because most of his sources are Jewish. Zeo din Torah. This is the din Torah, according to the Torah. Uchavar asru hachamim kol abasar nimtza bein bashuk bein biyad of the ovek kochavim. However, it became midarabanan a lot more machmer. Any meat that you find, it doesn't matter whether you find it on the street or you find it by a non-Jew, it makes no difference. Even if all the sellers are Jewish, his only source is going to be Jewish meat. Even if you go to a kosher butcher, and you take the piece of meat, you bring it home into your house, and then you walk out, you put it inside your house. And then you don't see it anymore. You walk outside the room. Okay? far as I know, I didn't see anyone discuss it. I just spoke to a couple of Rabbanim, Viner or Gilman. We believe that as long as you're in the room, it's not Basar Shenisalim in Ha'ayin. It's, you know, you're allowed to sneeze, you're allowed to blink, you're allowed to look away. As long as you're there, it's not Basar Shenisalim in Ha'ayin. It's if you leave the room. The second you leave the room and you're not watching it, then it becomes the din of Basar Shenisalim in Ha'ayin. And then it becomes usher. You can't eat it. You have 100%, the meat's 100% glatt kosher, it's in your kitchen. It has the din of treif. You can't eat it. Ella in kain, you walk out. Ella in kain, however, hayalo bo siman. So this is one of the heterim, that you have a siman on the meat itself. It could be, let's finish reading. Shayalo bo tviut ayin, or to be with ayin, you recognize it. You know what your piece of meat looks like. V'hu makiro, you recognize it. Vadai shuhuze, and you know for sure this is your piece of meat. O shehayat saur vechatum, or if it was bundled up and sealed in a package. So as long as it has, generally the poskim say as long as it's covered up as well. As long as it's covered up and you recognize it, or you recognize it, one or the other, or you have some kind of a siman. It could be on top of it, or you can cut a letter, a shape inside the piece of meat, and then it would be okay. Now, that's it for Aleph, right?
But it has nothing to do with whether they're banned or not at
all. Right, so this halacha of Basar Shenisalim in Ha'ayin, it's either it could be, we're afraid that it could be a non-Jew switched it, or you don't know what happened. It happens to be in Samach Gimel, the Iker focus is perhaps a bird, a raven, this famous story in the Gemara, or an animal, a rat, a mouse, a cat, someone, anything came and took your piece of meat, right, flew in, took your piece of meat, ran out with it, and then came back and put a different piece of meat there. Or had a piece of meat at the same time, dropped one, and then took the other one. Very good.
So if the windows are all closed, and there are no holes big enough for the house to come in.
So according to the... What was I going to say? Anyway, so that is Basar Shenisalim. I forgot what I was going to say. So, if you... Right. Okay, that's the chashash. An animal's going to come switch it. So the ikr problem in this Samach Gimel is we're worried about an animal. It could be a goy also. We're going to get later, a little bit later, Kuf Yud Chet, that's going to discuss, and that we're going to focus more about, you're worried about a non-Jew switched it on you.
Especially non-Jewish housekeeping.
Especially, so we'll discuss more about mishloach, delivery services, non-Jewish housekeepers. We'll touch more upon that when we get to Kuf Yud Chet. That's not really what the main discussion on Samach Gimel is.
How do we get
so I asked numerous Rabbanim, let's say our houses. So in those days, sometimes birds and animals apparently used to enter people's houses and switch it. Nowadays, it's in people's houses, it's extremely rare or non-existent. So if you're in your own house, so I spoke to, for example, of Kornfeld, Rabbi Pessin, Rabbi Avishai David, Rabbi Genish, they all feel, Rabbi Haber, they all agree that Pe'echad, nowadays in our houses, there's no din of Basar Shenisalim in Ha'ayin, unless you have a goy coming, working in your house. So that's, but we're going to save that for Kuf Yud Chet.
Unmonitored
goy. Right, that's when the question arises. It didn't say it's aser. Got it. So then, when it comes to, so that's for our houses. We don't worry about birds and cats coming in. I'll just throw it out there. I didn't ask everybody, but Rabbi Haver said if your window is open and there's no screen, then you do have to worry. And Rabbi Kornfeld said, no way, it's 100% mutter, even if you have no screen and no window, because it never happens that Again, everyone, I'm sure everyone, if you go to 100 people, I'm sure somebody had a story of an animal or a bird coming in.
Terrible story in Israel at the beginning of the war, that people ran out because they had to escape, and they left the windows open. And they came back, their apartments were bombarded by pigeons. It was terrible. They came, they ate rats, everything. They came, they invaded the pantries, they ate everything.
I mean, that's why this is a screen.
I'm just giving you information.
Having a feast. I mean,
it was a horror.
You come up on the Muppet, it depends on where you are, you know?
So, fine. So we discussed if you look around, we discussed nowadays. I think, let's go on. I'm going to say more, but let me read Bet first. Okay. Tala kli, malei chatichot basar. Now, if you have, let's say, a bucket or some, whatever, a bag, and you hang it up on a hook, there's a lot of meat inside. V'nishbar ha-kli v'naflu ha-chatichot la'aretz. And then it falls down, or breaks, whatever, and now you have all the pieces on the floor, pieces of meat. Uba u'matza chatichot. Now, I'll just also point out just so we get a little frame of reference, the Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Hei, he writes, this whole din of basa shenis'al min ayin, it's a chumra be'almahu. Logically, it's just a huge chumra. Halachically, because of the story in the Gemara where it happened with Rav and ravens came and took an animal, and Rav saw that people relax on kashrus, so they enacted this gzeira, or din, derabanan. But obviously, logically, in midin tara, it's a chumra ba'alma. But nowadays, it's a real halacha. And if it's an entire animal, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, lo plug, and I forget what the Shach says, yes or no for an entire animal, but just throwing it out there. Okay, let me just continue. Okay, so now you find them on the floor, these pieces. V'ein lo bahem lo siman v'lo tviyut ayin. So they drop on the floor, and you have no tviyut ayin. You don't know what the pieces actually look like. You know you have pieces of meat, but you didn't like spend 3 seconds and like get a photographic memory. No. Then it doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be like, you know this is your meat. And there's no siman whatsoever. Harei ze aser. It's 100% aser derabanan. Sheyesh lomar oto baser shahaya bakli girato chaya o sheretz. Because we have to say this is the chumra midarabanan. We have to be afraid. Maybe some kind of an animal or sheretz came and took it. Vize basar acher. And the meat that's in front of you is somebody else's. But as long as it's hanging up on the wall, he writes it's mutter. Because we're not afraid that the sheretz is going to go somehow get up there and switch it. And apparently we're not afraid about some kind of a raven or a bird in this case. It has to be a situation, and this is Rabbi Kornfeld's point. The whole din's a chumra ba'alma. But it has to be a situation where there's a reasonable, the whole scenario is not very reasonable, but it has to be reasonable that an animal is going to come and do it. So it has to be in a place that's reasonably accessible for that animal. And he says, again, obviously it depends if you live in a kibbutz or what type of city you live in, but he says in our homes, I don't know, maybe, anyways, that was that, just to explain his point. So this is the opinion of the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Now just a drop of background. In the Gemara, you see that Rav held of, there is a din of Basar Shenisal Min Ha'ayin. Levi in the Gemara says, there is no such din. So Rashi says, there is no such din. It never existed. Maybe Machlokas and Metzius, probably he felt there was a takana for, you know, that year, that period, or in Rav's city, whatever it was. But there wasn't, all right, a unique, but basically, there is no such halacha whatsoever. Then, I think it's the Rashbam and the Rosh, right? Okay, when Levi said there is no, there's no halacha, there is, but he meant a lower level. When he says there's no Bas Hashlam, there is, but just a lower level. Just as an analogy, Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to Muksa on Shabbos. So everyone hears Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa. Well, he does hold a Muksa, just a much lower level of Muksa. So anyways, that's just as an analogy. But when it comes to Levi over here, so he holds that, and so that's this second opinion in the Rama. Sorry, this second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rama is going to follow. So let's continue. V'yesh matirin basar shenis'ala min ha'ayin imatza'o b'makom shehi nicho. And it's fairly clear from the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Krasi, when you look through Shonim, so this is the second day of the Shulchan Aruch, that, so we said, there's a halach of basar shas nisala min ayin. There is one, that's how we're paskening, even according to the second day, but it's more limited. So we learned, if you recognize it, it's okay. For example, right, it's sealed or it's covered up, but what about you find it in the same place. So you leave the room and you come back to the room and you see it's exactly in the same place where you left it. So according to the Rif and the Rambam in the first daya has a din of treif. Okay? Right? I mean the Rabbanan. But according to the second daya, it's 100% kosher lechatchila. That's the Rashbam and the Rosh. So that's the second opinion that the Rama follows. Normally, the Shulchan Aruch is stam v'yesh omrim, halacha kestam. But okay, so there's always exceptions. Okay, well, not lav dafka an exception according to Rav Yosef Karo. So let's keep reading. Okay, also, just to point out, so the heter is also, if it's, so this is actually important. You don't see this straight in the Shulchan Aruch. The heter applies to if you recognize it, it's in the same place. Now, first of all, what does that mean? So, first of all, there's a machlokas that's brought down in the Shach. But generally, the crazy and generally the halacha is always like the Shach versus the Ateret Zahav that he quotes. This is just a minor chakira here, important though. What does it mean you recognize the same place, or it's in the same place? According to the Shach, it's only mutter if you knew where it was, like you knew this is the place that it's in, this table. You leave the room and you come back, and then it's if it's there, it's good. If it's not there, it's also has been a trade. The more lenient opinion, which Pashtus is not necessarily the halacha, is not the halacha, but maybe with a snif. If you don't remember exactly where you left it, but you don't know that it got moved. I hope that's clear. A little subtle. You don't exactly remember where you left it, but you know it didn't. You know it didn't get. In other words, which is the problem? You have to know for sure where it was, and it's in the same place when you come back, or you just have to know that it wasn't moved. Okay, so a little more, but the halacha seems to be more lechumra on that point. The other kula that comes out of this opinion is if the city is mostly kosher meat, if the meat's mostly kosher, this whole din of basar shenisalim and ayin is out the window. There is no halacha basar shenisala min ha'ayin if most of the butchers or most of the meat is kosher. That you don't see in the straight Shulchan Aruch, but that's pretty clear. Okay, it's in the Gemara. Well, it depends how you understand Levi, but okay.
Just
not according to the Rambam and the Rif, but okay. Fine.
This is the second opinion.
So what does that mean? There is a din of basar shenisala min ha'ayin in chutz la'aretz. But it's very well possible, according to this yesh omrim, or yesh matirin, there is no such din of basar shenisala min ha'ayin whatsoever in Eretz Yisrael. Because most of the meat, one can say, maybe you have to say, maybe you could say, I won't get into it. All the meat, most of the meat in Eretz Yisrael, on some level, is 100% kosher. Rove. So, okay, maybe. But then there's the non-Jews and Arabs. So one has to check. Yeah, but let's say in Beit Shemesh, I think most of it is, so it depends on the city you live in. Okay, very good. Shkoyach, it depends where you live. It doesn't go by the Medina, it goes by the city. The city.
The city or the kfar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very good. So it could be this halacha doesn't apply in many cities in Israel. Fine. Okay. But, all right, wherever you are, I hope you're in a, living in a Jewish city, so it's probably true. Okay. Let's go on. Haga. V'aminag lahakel ki svara ha'achrona. And the minag is to be makel like the svara achrona. Oh, I forgot to mention that. So I said, I quoted everyone who basically said we don't hold of, what was it? In our homes nowadays, do we have to worry about Basar Sheni Salim and Ayin if it's in your house and the windows are closed, let's say. So I just forgot to mention, Rabbi Ben David does say, he quotes from his Rav Ben Sion Abashal, that it does apply, he's more of a strict letter of the law, that it does apply even in our kitchens. If he said Das Yachid, I don't know, but he just wanted to be fair. He writes that it does apply nowadays. So when it happened to him, he told him to give it to an Ashkenazi who, because it was in the same, he knew it was on the same counter. So because he is holding of the... There you go. Very good. Wanted to get that out. There's a minag lahakel kisvar achrona. So the Rama writes the minag is to be maker like the second opinion, and it happens to be it's a machlok at the Kaf HaChaim by the Sephardic poskim. Normally we always poskim like stam. The Kaf HaChaim on this issue writes because it's a chumra ba'alma. It depends on your Sephardic posik. The Shulchan Gavoa writes it's mutter to rely on the Yeshomrim, which is unusual. But Zivchei Tzedek says to be machmer, and the Kaf HaChaim says ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Vafilu im haya biyaro v'kochavim v'makom shekol ha'mochrim hem Yisrael ha'mochrim basar kasher. And even if you find it in a non, so this is kind of what we said before, that even if you find it in the hand of a non-Jew, if all the butchers are Jewish, or Rove, all is the same as Rove, the post can point out, then you can rely on it leheter. I'll just share with you real quick.
What just happened in that? In what situation?
Basar Shani Salamina Ayin, but it was in the hand of a goy.
It's your meat.
It's your meat. Yeah, it's your meat.
You know that if you bought it.
Yeah. No. It could be even if it's not your meat, but I'm not getting into, right, but here all the sources are Jewish sources. So there's no Basar Sheni Salim in a Ayin according to the second opinion when all the sources are Jewish. So, but I'm not getting into Chosam Betal Chosam. We're not getting into, you have to worry, when do you have to worry about the Goy switching it on you? So I'm just, this is just for this halacha. Now before we finish, I'll just share over something very interesting. I spoke to Rav Danino. Who's Rav Danino? The chief rabbi of the Rav Amachshir for LL, the airlines, okay? So I had an interesting discussion with him. First it started with I was speaking to the Mashkiach in Los Angeles. So yeah, what's his name? I have it written down. I forgot.
Sorry, it's pretty relevant.
I can let you know.
Okay, let me know later. Keep going. Speaking to Mashkiach in Los Angeles.
Okay, so he tells me all the meat. No, but why is this relevant? LL, normally you go on any airline, you ask for a Glock kosher or kosher, whatever. There is no two choices. On LL, you have two choices. You have regular kosher, and you have glatt kosher. So I spoke to him in the kitchen. The one who works in the kitchen is the Mashkiach in Los Angeles. And he says all of it is exactly the same food. The sources, everything is exactly the same. What is the difference? The double wrapping packaging is different. And the other difference is the utensils. Because they get washed in, I think this is only if you have the metal utensils, right? If you're going to go to first class or business, or whatever. So then, or premium. So then if all the dishes that come in, they wash them in the dishwasher within 24 hours of it being koshered. But so there's soap, if it can be koshered, whatever, that's a whole nother discussion. Can you or cannot kosher the dishwasher? There's soap in there. There are some who do say it's okay.
Yeah.
How about you doing that kosher?
The dishes. They put the cutlery. Dishwasher.
Oh, the dishwasher is done.
Yeah. No, well, it's, and then they use their utensils to wash them, and that's in that dishwasher. Right? So that's the only difference. And if it's glatt kosher, they use brand new silverware. Okay? But that's the only difference. They're all the same. I don't know. I think, okay. So that the only, anyway, so that's the only difference. It's all the exact same food. And I asked Rav Danino, and he says, so well, it depends. In LA, it's exactly the same food. In, I think he said, Miami, it's exactly the same food in that kitchen. But if you go to maybe New York or New Jersey, it is different food. The level of kashrus is not exactly the same. So you have to check. In Eretz Yisrael, it's one is glatt kosher, one is rabbanut kosher, like as far as the shechita. But it could be, they're trying to change that to make all of it in Eretz Yisrael. So every year you got to double check. Then, Basar Shenisalim in Ayin. I'm going to continue my discussion with him tomorrow, but I'll just say, he does not have a problem with Basar Shenisalim in Ayin. Because, well, first of all, it's always being watched by somebody Jewish. That's what he held. It's always in a, whenever it travels from the kitchen to the airplane, it's either in a sealed box, like a padlock, whatever, or like when it goes through security, or there are certain points where it does leave the eyes of the mashkiach in the kitchen, but there's always somebody Jewish watching it. So he also holds that's not necessarily a problem. Whenever it's not in a padlock. I'm talking about this, the regular kosher. That's not glatt kosher. It doesn't have the double wrapping around it. So, and there's always cameras wherever it is. And there's always someone Jewish. Lavdavka, not Jewish, not always religious. So he says that's not necessarily a problem. And there's generally cameras wherever you are. And what was the other issue? Is we're going to get to it in Kuf Yud Chet. The real only problem you have when there's a delivery service is if you're afraid the non-Jew is going to switch it for money. And these people are going to lose their job. And there's basically no way to sneak in non-kosher food with the airport. So therefore, you just know who he is. He only eats badats in Israel. He won't eat glatt kosher in Chutz La'aretz because he only has 100% glatt that you don't even touch it, and you can look at it, and there's no sirchas whatsoever, even beyond what most understand of the Shulchan Aruch. So he says you can eat rabbanut kosher on Elal airplane 100%. He'll choose to get glatt kosher. But if that's what you have, it's 100% kosher. Well, that's from the LA kitchen. If it's coming from the Eretz Yisrael kitchen, we'll get to that. I'll finish that part tomorrow.